streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
March goes in like a lion, out like a lamb, making April the softest, most comfortable month ever. Celebrate comfort with Tommy John underwear, 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com, code HERD. Check out their site for details. Dave Wannstedt was a Bears head coach, a Dolphins head coach, national championship with the Miami Hurricanes with Jimmy, Super Bowl with Jimmy. He is now joining us live as we get ready for the draft coming up, other moves taking place. So as a coach, you know, there's the old saying is that coaches fall in love with players. General managers, they just fall in like with players, that coaches shouldn't have too much of a say in the draft. But did you, in your jobs, did you have a say in the draft? Would you go to the owner or the GM and say, listen, I love this guy?
Absolutely. And I think that the smart GMs understand, Colin, and I remember talking to Ron Wolf when he was the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Mike Holmgren was the head coach. And we were talking about how much input coaches versus general managers. And obviously somebody's got to make the final decision. But his point, and it was a good one, he says, you know what, you can go in there, and if you're a general manager, you can draft an offensive lineman, as an example. But if your offensive line coach does not like this kid, he's not going to spend the time needed to develop him and to make him the best player that he can be. So all of a sudden, you lose as a GM and he loses as a coach. So I think it's critical that they don't have to love him, but they have to see some positive qualities in him for sure. Otherwise, I wouldn't take him.
Yeah. So with a quarterback, I'm not sure if you ever drafted a quarterback or were in a room to draft a quarterback. Listen, you got to win by the pocket in the NFL. You always have been, but increasingly mobility matters. When you look at a Mac Jones coach, listen, he's below average athletically. I mean, he'd be slow in the 80s. Are you concerned at all that he played for a great program, was very rarely trailing under duress, and athletically, he's way below average?
He's probably athletically and reputation. We had a quarterback at Miami that we won a national championship with. His name was Steve Walsh.
Yeah.
In fact, Steve Walsh, the last time the Bears won a road playoff game was when I was there, and Steve was my quarterback at the Bears. So I see Mac Jones a lot like Steve Walsh, but let me give you story time, Colin, okay?
Okay.
When we were at the Dallas Cowboys, our first year going through the first draft, we had a scout, and he had been there a long time. His name was Walt Jaworski. Remember that name? His son now is a personnel guy, I believe, somewhere in the league. And Walt Jaworski, he was still, I believe to this day, the only coach in the NFL that coached, if you can believe this, he was an offensive coordinator. And then a few years later, he was a defensive coordinator. No one else has done. Now he was a scout for us with the Cowboys. And I can remember Jimmy liked this wide receiver. I won't say his name. And he kept coming back to him and he kept saying, but the guy runs 4.3. But the guy runs 4.3. I know what you're saying about his catches and his coming out of breaks and on. But he runs 4.3. He runs. And Walt Jaworski, who was one of the most respected guys, we loved him. Jimmy loved him. He stood up and he says, Coach, let me tell you something. This is your first draft. You're in charge. If you like them, draft them. No more discussion. And he got up and slammed the door and walked out. And we drafted him. So I think the point that I'm making about Mac Jones is that if San Francisco, and use him as example, if John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, if they really see some things in this kid and they really like him as a player and a person and everything, draft the guy. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of the school that I come from, and I always remember that.
By the way, was that receiver any good that Jimmy drafted?
Oh, yeah. He was a good player for us. You know, not a Hall of, wasn't Michael Irving, but he was a good player for us. Not a great player, but a good player.
All right, fair enough. Atlanta has a quarterback that I think is pretty good, Matt Ryan. They have the number 4 pick. And, you know, my takeaway is I have no idea how good like Trey Lance or Mac Jones could be if they're available. But what I do know is how much I could get for that number 4 pick. And you know how the draft is, you're going to miss on some guys even if you're good. I just look mathematically. If I could get 2 or 3 first round picks for a 4 pick, I have no certainty Trey Lance is going to be a star. If you ran Atlanta, would you move out of the 4 spot if you had Matt Ryan still?
Yeah, I think really if Jones goes to San Francisco, the debate's going to be Justin Fields and Trey Lance, and both, you know, and even put Mac in there, put him in there. Those three guys, you know, there's question marks and there's uncertainty. I don't know if you want to take that chance with the 4th pick. I personally would trade it. I mean, they can get another year or two out of, you know, Arthur Smith, the new head coach in Atlanta. He's an offensive guy. He should be able to come up. He's going to run the ball, find ways to extend Matt Ryan's career probably another year or two. So I would definitely trade out of it and get as many picks as I can get to help our team.
All right. Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones, according to reports, loves Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. Now, I don't know how it worked with Jimmy, but is it your understanding, if Jerry loves a guy, are they going to draft him?
Yes. I mean that's too easy of a question, Colin. No, but you know what? The tight end position, I'm going to give you both sides of it. Number one, a tight end like Pitts, that can move and catch the ball like a receiver, but yet he's adequate enough in their block. And, I mean, that puts a lot of stress on a defense. Is he lined up inside? Is he lined up outside? You know, a little bit like Belichick did back in the day with Gronk and company. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I would not put a tight end with the offensive talent that they have ahead of a good top defensive lineman, an impact player that I would call a closer, somebody that can come in and close a game for you. And I know they haven't had great success on defense, but I think, you know, they sooner or later, they got to get some players. I mean, and help the defense a little bit. If Jerry wants him, they're going to take him, but I would be hard pressed to move up the draft a tight end. I really would be.
What would you do if you ran Miami now? They have the sixth pick. There's going to be an offensive lineman there. There's going to be Kyle Pitts there. There's going to be a great receiver there. Where would you go if you were Miami?
Yeah, I would get a receiver. I love that they've kind of made a commitment. Now they've backed off all the quarterback trade talk, and it sounds like they've made the commitment. They got rid of Fitzmagic, and it's Tua's job, and I love that because, it was Troy Aikman's. I was there personally. I mean, it was Troy Aikman's third year when Troy kind of came into his own. It was Terry Bradshaw's fifth year at the Steelers when he came into his own. So, for people, I know it's a microwave society league today, but, you got to give Tua a little bit of time and you got to give him some help. I would go – there's going to be some great receivers at that point, and I would give my young quarterback some help. I really would.
When you were in a Cowboy draft room or a Bear draft room or a Miami Dolphin draft room, and you've always had a good eye for talent. Both you and Jimmy are known as guys who got. I mean, you did Aaron Donald at Pittsburgh. You got him to the pit, and Shady McCoy and Darrell Revis. You've always had a great eye for talent. Do you ever? I always think this is funny. You ever draft a guy any place, and you get him in, and you just know within 2 weeks, oh crap, he can't play.
Yeah, I remember. I was on at Dallas. We drafted an offensive lineman fairly high, and we drafted Leon Lett. I believe it was the seventh round, eighth round. And I think the second practice, Leon Lett was going against this higher draft pick. And I can remember going into the meeting that night and Jimmy sitting there saying, well, I'm just watching our two draft picks, and I know one of the two guys was a good pick. Now you guys figure out who I'm talking about.
That is funny. So Sam Darnold went to Carolina. You always told me this, is you can lose a game, you can't lose the locker room. Right. And I really feel like Adam Gase this year just kind of lost the room. I suspect Darnold's going to work in Carolina. Do you?
I have my doubts. I've always questioned, and this is what, now, keep in mind, I'm going to circle back, and your listeners, your viewers aren't going to want to hear this, because I was one of the few guys during the year that was a Mitch Trubisky fan.
Okay.
Over all the other choices. And this is what I would tell you right now, Colin. Take Sam Darnold's resume the last 3 years, Carson Wentz, I don't know, Bridgewater, Garoppolo, and Mitch Trubisky, and put up blind resumes, okay? And put all the quarterback stats you want, rushing, completions, touchdowns, interceptions, whatever you want, and put no names on them, and just put up these four or five quarterbacks, and you compare the numbers, and you pick the top two guys. And everyone's going to be shocked, because as the Bears were going through this quarterback dilemma and still are, I was doing that with all these quarterbacks, and I was going on all the shows in Chicago, and I was saying, well, I hear you. Do you need a change? Sure, you need a change. Mitch needs a change, and the Bears need a change. The fans need a change. But I'm telling you, you're not making a change because, quote, a few of these guys have performed better. So I really have question marks about Sam Darnold. I truly do. And I love the kid. I've met him personally when I was doing college football with Fox. We did a USC game. Matt Leinart and I were talking to him after the game. Great kid. But, I have doubts. I got to be honest.
That was good. Story time with Dave Wonstadt, who's I love it. It's so much fun for me. Coach, you go enjoy. Go have a cigar for me today, okay? Why don't you light one up for me?
Thank you. I may do that.
All right.
See ya.
You do that.
Dave
Wonstadt. Anytime. Couple rounds of golf this week with a lovely wife. That's a good life.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card into your first year. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, someone whose team was very patient with him is Josh Allen. He's entering the final season of his rookie contract. And when asked on 10 questions with Kyle Brandt's podcast about the possibility of a franchise tag, he had an interesting initial reaction.
You. I don't think it's great for the team nor the player. If you look at the guys that have been tagged in the past couple years, you can make the case that they should have just done the deal the year prior or the couple years prior. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, it's not going to deter me from trying to be, like I said, the best quarterback for the Bills.
I don't think there's a concern about anyone franchise tagging Josh Allen.
No, I think he's fine.
He's going to be fine. I don't agree. I don't love the franchise tag, but in some cases, guys have made a significant amount of money and still gotten their long-term deals done.
Kirk Cousins
is a great example of that. I mean, you could argue Dak risked a lot because he did get injured, but in the end, he still got his contract done, and he got all that guaranteed money.
If you're a superstar, it may not be great. But even if you're good to pretty good, you get a ton of money.
You get a ton of money. I get it. You want the security of a long-term contract. but it isn't always the worst thing that can happen.
That's right. It's not.
And it is there strategically so that teams can move around and keep certain guys while signing other guys and moving around for the salary cap. Someone else's contract might be up the next year and then they have the money.
Yeah.
He is expected to be in the ballpark, Josh Allen, of 4 years, $168 million. That would be second only to Patrick Mahomes, who obviously has the 10-year, $450 million deal. I don't think that we are going to be having a long conversation about Josh Allen's.
He'll be locked up in a year.
Extension, yeah. But the Bills were patient with him, and it worked out in their favor, and he's going to end up getting his contract.
Yep.
So the Lakers have been hit hard with injuries this season. A lot of teams have, but the Lakers specifically at their two stars. Mark Stein of the New York Times reported that Anthony Davis could return at the end of the team's current 5-game road trip. He's been sidelined since mid-February with a calf strain and Achilles tendon discomfort. He missed 23 games. They've obviously also been without LeBron since March 20th. He's missed 9 games due to a high ankle sprain. He could return by the end of April, but there's no real timeline on his injury.
So there's about 20 games left, 19 left for most teams. So that means LeBron would have about 12 left for, and that's always been our number.
I'm less concerned about LeBron coming back and getting a couple games in before the playoffs than I am Anthony Davis.
Yeah, same.
But the Lakers also got Andre Drummond to come in and help pick up the slack, but he got hurt after only one game. He is expected to return tonight against the Heat. So they're currently fifth in the Western Conference. If they stay in that spot, they won't have home court advantage in any round of the playoffs. And would likely face a pretty tough first-round matchup.
Yeah.
If they drop down to seventh, they will have to play in the play-in tournament.
They're going to be fine. They're not going to end up. Listen, if LeBron comes back in 3 weeks and Anthony comes back in 1.5, they're fine. They'll be 5 or 6 or 4.
They just want to stay afloat right around where they are. Don't drop down to have to be in the play-in tournament. We don't want to risk a situation like that where the Lakers are not in the NBA playoffs.
Right.
So Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl this season, and he celebrated in a way that we hadn't seen before. It's a new Tom. He's got a tan going. The sunshine's doing him good.
Yeah.
And he recently opened up on Good Morning America about the boat parade and his infamous trophy toss. He said, "I had a lot of fun. I don't get to do that. It's hard to relax. And when you're out in public and there's phones, not that I would do anything, but it still doesn't feel comfortable with me and my personality to have people filming. I tend to just stay home and I don't go out a lot."
Yeah.
He also went on the joke that he barely remembered tossing the trophy, which, oh, we can tell. This was a nice, for me, I enjoyed seeing Tom Brady in that element. He is right. You rarely see Tom Brady out. He's not somebody who can just go out and have a couple cocktails with his buddies and stumble home. That's not Tom Brady's style, but also just is not something that he can do. And that's just the world that we live in. Everywhere you go, there's a phone. Everyone's recording you. It's not like he blends in. So this was a different side of him. And we've seen him be more active on social media. He's a little bit looser now. He's
he always understands the importance of being the face of the franchise.
It is a huge task. It's obviously a huge honor, and it comes with millions of dollars
and responsibilities.
A great life, but it also comes with great responsibility.
And by the way, that's why when people say to me, "You don't get it, Colin," no, you don't get it. When you're the face of a billion-dollar company,
not even just the face of that.
He's the face of the league.
He's the face of the league.
There's responsibility. Patrick Mahomes can't be out teetotaling and banging it out at bars with his wife and getting drunk and can't do it.
Can't do it. You have to keep your circle extremely small.
That's right.
If you do have a good night out, it's probably got to be at home.
That's right.
Or a house that you rented with people that you know and can trust.
Or a restaurant owner you trust can hide you with 6 friends, get you out the back door.
You have to move differently. More money, more problems. That's how it goes. And in today's world where everybody, literally everyone, is
a
reporter
phone.
And has a phone and a way to record you, that's how you have to behave. But it was nice to see him let loose a little
bit. It was.
He deserved it.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
Okay, mock draft
news.
Number 3. Me and Bucky Brooks, the former player, the former scout, Seahawks, Panthers, will do our third. Now, we got more things we know now to be true. San Francisco up to 3. Miami down to 6. This could have a trade as well in this draft. Bucky Brooks next. Mock draft live.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's not waste any time. It's my third mock draft. I'm bringing on Bucky Brooks. Let's bring him in live. Former NFL scout with the Seahawks and the Panthers. You ready to go, Bucky?
I'm ready, man. I'm all dressed up for you. I'm ready to go. I got to get my general manager stuff on. Let's do it.
All right. At pick number one, Bucky, you're picking for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who are they taking?
Oh, I can't mess this up. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. Face of the franchise. Urban Meyer comes out of retirement because he gets a chance to get the number one quarterback on the board. This is a no-brainer. This is the only reason why Coach Meyer would have come out of retirement. Jaguars have their man in Trevor Lawrence.
All right.
All right. Number two, Colin, New York Jets.
They're going to take Zach Wilson. I think he and Justin Fields, you can go either way. I trust TJ Hushmanzada's scouting report on Zach Wilson. He's got a special arm. He's an athlete. Can do a little bit of everything. Got my concerns? Have him with Justin Fields. I'll take Zach Wilson, BYU, to the Jets, who have moved off Sam Darnold, so we know what they're taking.
All right, number three, Bucky, who are the 49ers taking?
Oh, man, Kyle Shanahan moved up because he had to get his guy, Justin Fields, from Ohio State. He wants an upgrade over what he has in Jimmy Garoppolo. He wants someone who can create plays on the move. And also, he wants to bring back some of that RG3 running game that he utilized with Washington.
Number four, the Atlanta Falcons, Colin.
I would like to make a trade. Are there any teams, Bucky, that you have? You have odd numbers, I have even. Would you like to make a trade?
Yes, I would like to make a trade. I have on my orange tie, the Denver Broncos. We're going to send you a boatload of picks because we're moving off of our quarterback, Drew Lock, and we're selecting our new quarterback of the future. How about Trey Lance coming on board to be our quarterback?
Okay, so Trey Lance is going to go to Denver. You're willing. So I now get...
You now get number nine.
I get three straight picks in a row, and you get that pick. So you go Trey Lance.
All right, number five, the Bengals, Bucky.
Bucky, that's your pick.
This is my pick, and I'm going to go against norms because most people will say you go with a big guy. I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts. I'm going to get Joe Burrow a weapon over the middle of the field. I have someone who is now dynamic and explosive. Now we can play the kind of game we want to play, fast-break basketball with Joe Burrow.
Ooh, all right, wow. Colin, who are the Dolphins taking then?
Mm-hmm, that's your guy. I know. I messed him up.
Okay, yep. So you took Kyle Pitts. Well, they're still rebuilding their offensive line, but they also want to ensure the success of Tua. They added Will Fuller, who has injury history. I already like him at wide receiver, but I find it too hard to pass up Jamar Chase, wide receiver, LSU. Now, that's not an area of absolute need today, but he is the best skill player left. He is a difference maker, and now Tua has no excuses because you got a defense, you got a coach, and you got nothing but playmakers on the perimeter.
All right, what do the Lions do at seven, Bucky?
Oh, we're going to fix the defense because we're going to take Micah Parsons from Penn State. Physical player, gives us someone on the second level that is a menacing presence, also has some pass rush ability.
Okay.
He does have pass rush ability.
Number eight, Panthers, Colin.
Okay, I got three picks in a row now because of the trade.
Yep.
So Carolina needs a left tackle. I'm going to go Penei Sewell, Oregon. That is the weak spot on their offensive line. They've got the back in McCaffrey. They got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. Sam Darnold comes in. I'm giving him a 10-year left tackle, the overwhelmingly powerful Penei Sewell from Oregon. Left tackle. He's the number one left tackle prospect available. Now, there's other good offensive linemen, but he is head and shoulders above in terms of pure size left tackle. Their center's already good. Their right tackle's their best offensive lineman. I go Penei Sewell, number eight. Now, I also now have the nine pick Denver.
Yes, the Broncos are taking.
No, it's the Falcons.
I'm sorry, the Falcons, yes. You traded. The Broncos went up to four. The Falcons at number nine now. Who are you taking, Colin?
I'm going to take... I'm going to take J.C. Horn, the hyper-aggressive, long, physical corner, who I think is probably the most underrated player in the first round. I'm going to take J.C. Horn, son of Joe Horn. He is a playmaker. He is physical. He is long. He reminds me a little of Richard Sherman with better natural skills and talent. I'm taking J.C. Horn for Atlanta. I also have the Dallas pick.
Dallas Cowboys are selecting
Patrick Surtain. Pure corner. They went and got a corner last year they liked. They lost Byron Jones a couple of years ago. I think they wanted to move up to get Kyle Pitts, but they didn't because Bucky took him at number five. So I think they're going to go Surtain and work on that secondary.
All right, Bucky, the New York Giants are taking who at number 11?
Ooh, this is a tough one, Joy. This is really tough because there's a part of me that knows David Gettleman would like to take a big guy, maybe a guy like Rashawn Slater, but I'm not going to do that. We can get him a playmaker. They haven't been right in the passing game since they lost OBJ. Should have never traded Odell Beckham Jr. away. So let's go get Jalen Waddle for the Giants. That's right. That's what we do. That's what we do.
All right, number 12, Philadelphia Eagles. Colin, who are you taking?
Well, that was my pick for the Eagles. God, this is tough. Because they need a playmaker too, and I have my reservations. But I'm gonna go playmaker. I want to give Jalen Hurts every chance, so I'm gonna go Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. I got to give him a chance.
I like that.
They went first round last year, TCU wide receiver. If you're gonna get Tua and Jalen Hurts, these young quarterbacks, you got to give them a fighting chance. Devontae Smith, he's small. My scouts like him though. My guys all say the same thing. He plays big. He's stronger than you think. And, you know, I don't think he's going to last 10 years with that body type, but it does give Jalen a supreme playmaker on the outside.
Very mature guy, too.
Yeah.
All right, Chargers, number 13, Bucky.
Man, Colin left me so many great options. I'm excited now. I get Rashawn Slater to protect the king and Justin Herbert. Yeah. Justin Herbert is coming into his own. I now get to add another playmaker on the offensive line. Whether he plays tackle or guard, he's an upgrade. He protects Justin Herbert. We have to make the move.
Number 14, the Vikings, Colin. They are selecting.
How great a pick would that be for the Chargers? Oh, my God. Talk about a massive upgrade. So I think the Vikings, Mike Zimmer's a defensive coach. They need an edge rusher bad. And it's I'm going to take Quiddy Pay, Michigan. Listen, they have offensive weapons. They've got a running game. They got wide receivers. They pay a lot to their quarterback. Last year, they couldn't. In that division, you got to get the Aaron Rodgers. I'm playing Aaron Rodgers twice a year. I got to make Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable. Quiddy Pay, edge rusher, Michigan.
All right, 15, the New England Patriots. Bucky?
This is a tough one because what we've seen is the theme throughout the offseason with the Patriots. They're trying to become more athletic and dynamic. How about Jamin Davis from Kentucky? I might have messed up the producers because we may not have had anything, but I'm sitting here and I got this linebacker from Kentucky that is terrific. In the middle of the defense, he's fast and athletic. He gives us a chance. Jamin Davis from Kentucky.
Yeah, by the way, people, it's okay if you mess it up. That's what we're here for.
Finally, I might have messed that up for y'all.
So Arizona's 16?
16, Arizona. Colin?
Boy, this is hard. See, I don't need – they went and got J.J. Watt with Chandler Jones. I like Greg Russo, but they don't need an edge rusher. You know what I may do here? I'm in a division with a lot of big-time wide receivers. Seattle's got DK Metcalf. And Rams got Woods and Cooper Kupp and now DeSean Jackson. And I've got San Francisco's got Debo Samuel.
Yeah, but Arizona has a lot of receivers.
No, I'm going to go corner. I'm going to go Caleb Farley, corner, Virginia Ooh. Tech. Listen, I'm in a division with great quarterbacks and playmaking wide receivers. I gotta have a burner on the outside. He's a playmaker. He's like Isaiah Simmons. He's a playmaker. In that division, you got Bobby Wagner's and Jamal Adams. You got playmaking defensive players, and I need another one. That's why I went and got Isaiah Simmons last year. I want a guy that can make plays. You don't have a perfect position for Isaiah, but he makes plays. So here's our board. What do you make of it?
I mean, I like it. I like it. The only pick that I would say that might sneak up in there is Elijah Vera Tucker somewhere could go within those first 16, whether it's New England, whether it's one of those guys, the Giants, Chargers. I think Elijah Vera Tucker will hear his name called within those first 16 picks.
You know, but it's funny because New England lost Joe Tooney. They'd certainly consider him, but you know, Belichick loves his linebackers. He loves his linebackers. Let me see. You know what's funny, and this is going to happen. A really great player. Every time I've done this, third straight time, this one was Rashawn Slater. Just because of need, a great player drops. Because, you know, certain teams just don't need Slater. And then, you know, I guarantee the Chargers are watching this thinking, oh, dear God, we hope that happens. Justin Herbert's already got Corey Linsley, the center. They went and got the guard from the Steelers. And then you'd have your left tackle. All right, Bucky, great job. Great work.
Hey, amen. Hey, good job, Colin. Don't belabor over these picks so much, so long and hard next time. Got to be ready to go. we might have to pass on some of your picks. You're taking too long. The shot clock.
All right, we're done. Navien water filters, by the way, tankless water filters. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com, tanklessmadesimple.com, spa-like comfort, big savings. Navien, we'll see you tomorrow.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.